Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
By Drew, 9. D5.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And unless you just woke up after sleeping for a few days, unless you do live under a rock, a large rock, you know that Drew Brees yesterday announced his retirement from the New Orleans Saints and the National Football League. After 20 years playing quarterback, 15 of them here in New Orleans, and I think, and I know this might be exaggerating things, maybe a little bit, but I'm not sure about that. I think Drew Brees belongs on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans. I mean, he's right next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong. And then there's Drew Brees, and because you can only have four people on a Mount Rushmore of some place.
Maybe like Fats Domino, Dr. John, something like that.
You think Fats Domino or Dr. John?
Maybe.
I mean, if you've got the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans, in my opinion, you got to have Andrew Jackson. He saved the city from the Brits. The War of 1812, the Battle of New Orleans. And then if you're talking Mount Rushmore, you know, four people that define the city of New Orleans. Again, you could only have four. There's only four people on Mount Rushmore. So you would have Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong. I mean, look what Louis Armstrong did for the city of New Orleans. Not just musically, but got that airport too that he built. It's a really nice place. And then Drew Brees, because when he retired yesterday, he retired holding several NFL records. But not just that. When he got here to the city of New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, you couldn't play football in the Superdome. The owner of the team, Tom Benson, was hell-bent on moving the Saints to San Antonio. You remember that? When Drew Brees showed up in New Orleans, and the only reason he showed up here was because the then San Diego Chargers gave up on him because his shoulder was hurt. And the then coach of the Miami Dolphins, Nick Saban, he and the medical crew, who Nick Saban always blames in Miami, he and the medical crew of the Miami Dolphins said, "Nah, we don't believe this guy's shoulder can take it. Let's go with Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees." Because it came down to those two guys in Miami. You know, it always makes me wonder what would have happened if Nick Saban and the Miami Dolphins said, you know what, we're going to pick Drew Brees over Dante Culpepper. Because obviously Dante Culpepper didn't work out in Miami. It makes me wonder what would have happened. Would the New Orleans Saints even have survived here in New Orleans anymore without Drew Brees? And so, look, we knew this day was coming. There were some people that thought, well, maybe he can play one more year. Look, his arm's gone. It's been gone for a couple of years. Yeah, some people say that Drew Brees' arm retired before Drew Brees did. So, what a 15-year run. He put this franchise on the map. This franchise was never on any map. I mean, sure, you could have gone to a store and bought a map. Or you could have gone online and you could Google the New Orleans Saints and you would have read some things about let's face the facts. The Saints were the punchline to a joke until Drew Brees showed up here. Not only were the Saints were the actual joke, and they were the punchline to the joke as a football organization. They were just like the New England Patriots before Tom Brady showed up in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They were two of the biggest jokes in the NFL. And then Drew Brees showed up here. Wow, this is how the position of quarterback is played in the NFL. We didn't know that here in New Orleans before he got here. Drew Brees not only saved the franchise here in New Orleans, put the franchise on the map, but he also changed the way America looked at the New Orleans Saints. He changed the way other people thought about the team down there. That team is winning now. The team never consistently won before Drew Brees. And yeah, you can give Sean Payton some of that credit as well, because they showed up together, much like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady showed up in New England together. Sean Payton and Drew Brees showed up here in New Orleans together. It kind of stinks how Drew Brees only won one Super Bowl, because when you look at the records that he has in NFL history, a guy with that resume should have more than one Super Bowl. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. Russell Wilson only has one Super Bowl. Should have two. Should have more than that. As a matter of fact, Russell Wilson, there's one of only three teams that he will play for. It was four, but when the Dallas Cowboys signed Dak Prescott and gave him $40 million a year, now there's only three teams. And the Seattle Seahawks sent out a bunch of stuff to their season ticket holders, and Russell Wilson was nowhere to be found on any of that stuff. The New Orleans Saints should do whatever it takes to get Russell Wilson to play quarterback for the Saints starting this season.
I'm not sure after seeing that Taysom Hill deal. I don't know if they're
Well, let me tell you something. We're going to talk about that coming up at 6 o'clock. None of that money is guaranteed to Taysom Hill. They announced yesterday that Taysom Hill and the Saints just agreed to a four-year extension worth $140 million a year. And that would make him a higher paid quarterback than Tom Brady, Russell Wilson. That would make Taysom Hill, right next to Dak Prescott, is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And he hasn't done anything to prove that he has earned that money. All of that money is voidable for the Saints. We're gonna talk more about that coming up next. But if you want to text us, quickly either say thank you in your first name or your thoughts in your first name. Because today we're thanking Drew Brees. The greatest quarterback the Saints ever had called it a career yesterday. New Orleans cannot thank him enough. It's impossible for us to thank Drew Brees enough for what he has done. Not just on the football field, but off the football field. The money that he has donated to not only the city of New Orleans, but the state of Louisiana, the amount of people he has fed on his watch and on his dime here in the city of New Orleans. And is Drew Brees on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans? And who's the fourth person? You got Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Drew Brees. Who would the fourth person be on the city of New Orleans' Mount Rushmore? You could text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. And put either your first name or your initials at the end of it, especially if you just want to thank Drew. And we will thank Drew for you on the radio here. Here on By Drew, 95.7. New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad
is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us. Yay!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
By Drew, 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And this morning, New Orleans is saying goodbye to Drew Brees as the quarterback announced his retirement yesterday. We knew it was coming. Still doesn't make it any easier. 15 years here in the city of New Orleans. after 5 years in San Diego when they had a football team. And the only reason Drew Brees ended up here in New Orleans is because the San Diego Chargers gave up on him after he hurt his shoulder. And then Drew Brees, there were two teams that looked at him after that. The Miami Dolphins and their head coach, when they looked at him, was none other than Nick Saban. After he left Louisiana, he left Baton Rouge. He was the head coach, and he won the national championship with the LSU Tigers. And then he thought there were greener pastures in the NFL, and he ended up in Miami. And they worked out two quarterbacks when Nick Saban got there. They worked out Drew Brees, and they worked out Dante Culpepper. And to this day, Nick Saban says, I listened to the medical advisors, the doctors with the Miami Dolphins, and they told me to go with Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. It makes you wonder what would have happened if they didn't make that decision. Because obviously Dante Culpepper was finished at that point. He was done. But they picked him over Drew Brees, and Drew Brees would go on to play another 15 years and break several NFL records. It makes you wonder if Nick Saban would have even ended up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Because if Drew Brees, if they decided to pick him, and he played for Miami, you would have thought Nick Saban and Drew Brees would have been basically like Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But he ended up here at as low of a time in the city of New Orleans history as you can imagine, right after Hurricane Katrina. And that's when he walked through that door, that broken door, into the city of New Orleans. And at that time, we didn't even know if the Saints were going to stay in New Orleans, because you couldn't play football in the Superdome because of Hurricane Katrina. The owner of the team, Tom Benson, he had a bunch of car dealerships and other businesses in San Antonio, Texas, and he really, really wanted to take the Saints to San Antonio. It was the NFL who stepped in and said, no, sir, you're not moving this franchise from New Orleans to San Antonio. I know they had to play some home games up in Baton Rouge, LSU Stadium after that, Tiger Stadium. And then we all know Drew Brees went on to become one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks in history. I know some people around here call him the greatest. It's hard to call him that when Tom Brady is still playing and Tom Brady has all of those Super Bowl rings. And I think it stinks that Drew Brees only has one with the numbers he put up and how great he was. He only has one Super Bowl ring, one Super Bowl championship. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers only has one. Dan Marino doesn't have any. And Dan Marino set a bunch of those records that Drew Brees broke. Drew Brees' NFL records in his career that he has, at least right now he has, and I know a couple of these will probably go away soon from Tom Brady because he is coming back. But right now, Drew Brees has the record for the most career passing yards in the NFL. Only guy to ever throw for over 80,000 yards in the NFL. He has the most career completions. He has the best career completion percentage. Almost 68% of his passes he completed. 67.7% of his passes he completed. He has the NFL record for the most seasons with 5,000 or more yards passing. Five. He has the NFL record for the most completions in a season. Back in 2016, he completed 471 passes. He has the best completion percentage in a season. 2 years later, in 2018, he completed almost 75% of his passes, 74.4% of his passes. He's tied for the NFL record with the most passing touchdowns in a game. He has the NFL record for the most games where he threw for 300 yards or more in a game. He has the NFL record for the most games with four passing touchdowns or more in a game. He has the NFL record for most games with five or more passing touchdowns. And he has the NFL record for the most seasons with 30 or more passing touchdowns.
And it makes you wonder what those stats would have been had he not collapsed his lung this season or broke his thumb the previous season.
Those numbers would be a little bit higher because the last couple of seasons, yeah, he didn't have the numbers that he normally had. And some I've read where some say that Drew Brees' arm retired before he did. If there's a Mount Rushmore of New Orleans, you could only put four faces on the New Orleans Mount Rushmore. Is he up there? In my opinion, he is. He's there right next to Andrew Jackson. There'd be no New Orleans without Andrew Jackson. He led us in the War of 1812. Louis Armstrong got to be on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans. Drew Brees is right up there next to those two guys. Or am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. And who should be the fourth person next to those three on the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans? Or if I'm wrong, who should be the other two next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong? We asked you to text us. Our show does start at 5:30.
Well, Johnson said it should be Mr. Tom Benson.
So, okay, Benson should be up there with him. All right.
Mike from Slidell says, thank you, Drew Brees. All right. This text says, Chef Paul Prudhomme. Yep.
Paul Prudhomme.
Yep. Andres Almanaste y Ramos de Estrada. That's a philanthropist from the Spanish era of New Orleans that donated a lot of money to New Orleans.
this is why I asked.
Yep. That's pretty much it for those. But everybody else is just saying thank you, Drew Brees, the Riley family, Pharrell.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to text us and thank you and put your name or your family's name on the end of the text, we will do that throughout the show this morning. Because, to be honest with you, New Orleans cannot thank Drew Brees enough. Not for just what he did on the field, but for what he did off the field and the amount of money that he has donated to the city of New Orleans and the people of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. It's impossible for New Orleans to thank Drew Brees enough.
I'm assuming this is Billy because it says go Pack go, but it says greatest of all time. That includes humility, selflessness, charisma, and character, to mention a few. Brady lacks in those areas.
Well, that's Tom Brady's pretty humble. But today we're talking about Drew Brees, and what stinks is that the last game Drew Brees ever played, he lost to Tom Brady.
I mean, if you have to go out, don't you have to go out facing the best? Think about it. Imagine if his last game was somebody like Bridgewater or something, or some, you know, somebody on that level. If you have to have a last game and you have to go out, there's no shame in having to go out to Tom Brady.
Wasn't that his last win against Carolina and Teddy Bridgewater? Oh, Jesus. No, today is Drew Brees' day. It's Drew Brees' day. And I know he pissed off a lot of Saints fans the last year of his career with the whole first saying, I will never disrespect the American flag by kneeling while it's played. And then when that pissed off Black America, that pissed off all of his Black teammates and seemingly all of the Black guys in the NFL. So when he apologized for saying that, I didn't mean to say it like that. And then that pissed off all of the people that loved him for not kneeling during the national anthem. And he never kneeled during the national anthem. He never took a knee for that. But that angered a lot of people. But you got to look at what he did for all of those years, 15 years that he played here in New Orleans, on and off the field. You look at what he did. My God. Hey, we're giving it. Oh, no, wait. Next hour, we start giving away the $1,000, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, every hour here on Bayou 95.7, we're giving you the chance to win $1,000. And that'll happen at quarter after each hour, starting 1 hour from now. You'll hear a word of the day. And then when you hear that word of the day, you text to another text line, 72881. And then you'll have a shot to win $1,000. We're trying to put some money in your pocket. And that's every hour from 7 a.m. until 5:15 p.m. Every hour. So that starts in 1 hour. And text us. Should Drew Brees be on the Mount Rushmore, the city of New Orleans? I've got him right next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong. And some might say, look, he was a football quarterback. That's a little bit, that Mount Rushmore is too important to have a football player up there. But when you think about when he got here, right after Katrina, when the city was at its lowest, and what he did, and the owner of the team at that point, he wanted to move that team to San Antonio, and the NFL had to step in and say, no, sir, we're not letting you do that. The NFL did that. So I got Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong, and Drew Brees. I don't even have a fourth right now.
JB says, thanks, Brees. Also put Governor Edwin Edwards on the Mount Rushmore.
Wow, Edwin Edwards up there.
And Mike from Slidell says, the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans, what about Aaron Neville? Possibly.
That's a good suggestion. We appreciate the texts. 504-260-9595. Should he be on the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans? And if so, who would be the fourth one?
Percy Miller.
Hey, Master P. Great entrepreneur, businessman, very successful New Orleanian. We appreciate the texts. Keep them coming in here on By Drew 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today we are Drew 95.7 with Drew Brees retiring. More on him coming up. You see the problem we have at the American-Mexican border with all the migrants hanging around the border? Do you see that? We have a big problem because this president is different than the last president. This president said, hey, come on in. He wants as many people to come in as possible. But we do have a problem at our Mexican border with all of the migrants. I know New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's got an answer to that problem. He says, let's put the migrants in nursing homes. That'll help out the situation at the border. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Drew 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced he's calling it a career yesterday. He retired from the NFL yesterday after 20 years, the last 15 of them here with the New Orleans Saints. And he literally put this franchise on the map. The New Orleans Saints were not a legitimate NFL franchise until Drew Brees got here. They were the punchline of a joke. They were a joke, just like the New England Patriots were the punchline of a joke. They were a joke. They were the joke of the NFL until Tom Brady showed up in Foxborough, Massachusetts. I mean, both of those organizations were laughable. And then somebody new showed up in town. Here it was Drew Brees, and you look what he did. Hey, 5 years from now, how many? I know a few diehard Saints fans were on the phone yesterday making hotel reservations in Canton, Ohio. 5 years from now, in 2026, when Drew Brees will be a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer. And I do know a couple of people actually that made hotel reservations yesterday for 2016 in Canton, Ohio. Some people in Canton, Ohio at the hotel that they called were like, excuse me, you want to make a hotel reservation for when? But that's going to happen. And I asked you, and I put this on our radio station's Facebook page as well. I mean, Drew Brees has to be on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans. He has to be right next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong, most important people in the history of the city of New Orleans. I can't think of a fourth right now. And I know somebody texted in, well, how about Tom Benson? Look, sure, but you got to remember something about Tom Benson. He wanted to move the Saints out of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. The NFL made him stay here. The NFL said, I mean, Tagliabue, the commissioner at the time, the NFL said, no, we're not letting you move that team. We're not letting you move your football team from New Orleans to San Antonio. We're not letting you do that. The NFL did that. And think about when Drew Brees showed up in New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina. The city was at its low point. The city was as low as it could ever be. The city was as low as it ever was in its history when Drew Brees showed up here in New Orleans to play football for the Saints. And thank God, the Miami Dolphins medical staff told their head coach, Nick Saban, don't pick Drew Brees, pick Dante Culpepper. Because those are the two quarterbacks who worked out for Nick Saban when he got to Miami to coach the Miami Dolphins after he left Baton Rouge and the LSU Tigers after winning a national championship. So thank God, the medical expertise of the Miami Dolphins said, don't pick Drew Brees, Nick Saban. Pick Dante Culpepper. And then he showed up here. And look what he did. All he did was win. And broke NFL record after NFL record after NFL record. We did that earlier, all the records he has. But all he did was win. And so, even though we knew it was coming, it's still kind of, it's hard to take. And I know there are some that will say that Drew Brees' arm retired a little bit before he did. So we asked you to text us and tell me, am I wrong for putting Drew Brees on the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans? There can only be four people. And I've got him right next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong. And to be honest with you, there's not a fourth that is blaring out to me right now. There are some good suggestions. Am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, who should be on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans? You could text us, 504-260-9595. Or if you just want to text us and you want us on the radio show to thank Drew Brees for you and for your family, we will happily do that.
Yep, you got one from the Arsenal family to say thanks, Drew Brees.
All right, Arsenals.
This text says, make March 14th Drew Brees Day.
Well, what's interesting about him retiring yesterday, Coleman, was when he retired yesterday, that was...
Steak and Brian Johnson Day. March 14th is Steak and Brian Johnson Day, a month after Valentine's Day.
Oh. Well, it was also 15 years to the day, or was it 16 years to the day, where Drew Brees signed his contract to be the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Was it 15 or 16 years to the day yesterday?
I had to do the math. I had to go check.
Because he played 15 years. Yeah. So would that... I'm not good enough. But.
This text says, how about making Lee Circle Breeze Circle?
Hey, some people want to make it Leah's Circle for Leah Chase, the great chef.
Other texts, a lot of people are saying Fats Domino. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a lot of...
So fans. He should be the fourth.
Yeah, to be in the fourth person.
On the Mount Rushmore. So right. So you'd have Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Fats Domino, and Drew Brees. Hey, it's tough to argue with.
Yeah. And Larry says Governor Huey P.
Wow, Huey P. Long on the Mount Rushmore, the city of New Orleans. You know, Huey Long built airline he built airline highway right. So he could get to the Roosevelt Hotel from Baton Rouge quicker.
This text says, thank you from the Sanders family. What Drew has done for the city will never be done by another quarterback in Saints history.
Sanders family thanking Drew Brees this morning. And we appreciate that. Text us. Again, your Mount Rushmore, is Brees on there? Who's the fourth? Am I wrong there? And text us if you're like the Arsenault's or the Sanders, those families who wanted to thank Drew Brees and give him a public thank you. I mean, look what, not just what he did on the field. I mean, the Brees Foundation alone donated over $45 million to the city of New Orleans. And he's donated more than that to the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. And you can text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. And we'll read them this morning on the show. This the whole show, our whole day today on our radio station is dedicated to Drew Brees. By Drew, 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
By Drew, 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And this morning, obviously the biggest news around these parts, the retirement of Saints quarterback Drew Brees. He announced it yesterday. And Drew played 20 years in the NFL. The last 15 years here in New Orleans. And we couldn't be more thankful to Drew Brees for showing up here in New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, when this city was as low as it could be. When he showed up here, the NFL had to tell the owner, Tom Benson, no, you can't move the team to San Antonio. You have to keep them here in New Orleans, even though the Superdome was messed up because of Hurricane Katrina. And the Saints had to play a few games in Baton Rouge at Tiger Stadium, home of the LSU Tigers. And I think it's very safe to say that first game after Hurricane Katrina that was played here in the Superdome against the Atlanta Falcons was as important and as memorable as any game that was any NFL football game, any Saints game that was ever played here. The Steve Gleason game, blocked the punt, and the Saints ended up winning that game. And you look at all the NFL records that Drew Brees set. Most career passing yards. The only NFL quarterback to ever throw for over 80,000 yards, although Tom Brady will probably break that because he's coming back and he's playing next year. Besides the most career passing yards, the most career completions, the best career completion percentage, almost 68%. That's a record Drew Brees has. 67.7% of his passes he completed. The most seasons with 5,000 or more passing yards, Drew Brees has that record in the NFL, five of those. The most completions in a season, 471. He did that in 2016. Another NFL record Drew Brees has is the best completion percentage in a season. He completed 74.4% of his passes in 2018. He tied the NFL record for the most passing touchdowns in a game with seven of them. He did that in 2015. He's got the most games with 300 or more passing yards. He did that 123 times. Is the NFL record for most games with four or more passing touchdowns. And he has the NFL record for the most games with five or more passing touchdowns. And he also has the NFL record for the most seasons with 30 or more passing touchdowns. So he set a bunch of NFL records. He's a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer. I already know some Saints fans that have made hotel reservations in Canton, Ohio, 5 years from now, in 2026, because you got to wait 5 years from after you retire the NFL to then be eligible to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. That'll happen in 2026. And I asked the question on the show this morning, should Drew Brees be on the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans? I said, yeah, I think he should be. As a matter of fact, he should be right next to Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong, and then I've got Drew Brees. And I asked you, am I wrong about that? And also, who should be the fourth person on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans? I don't have one that's blaring out at me.
This text says, thanks, Drew, for all of you done and all you're planning to do. Also, Mount Rushmore of New Orleans version would be Benson, Dutch Mariel, Brees, and Satchmo.
Wow, so you would put Dutch Mariel and Tom Benson ahead of Andrew Jackson. I appreciate the text. I don't know if I agree with that, though.
This text says, thank you, Brittany Brees.
Mrs. Brees, Drew's wife.
All right.
Well, that's the other thing. Besides everything he accomplished on the field, look what he did off the field. I mean, I mentioned earlier, the Brees Foundation alone has donated over $45 million to the city of New Orleans. He's done more than that. And look what he's done for the state of Louisiana. You know, you go back a year or so, the millions that he's donated to feed the poor people that need a meal here in the state of Louisiana. I mean, he's done so much.
Well, this text says, no room for cowards on Mount Rushmore. Breeze, bow down to the mob. Apologize to your grandfathers, Breeze.
See, and I've noticed that on social media. That texter is talking about what happened last year when Drew Brees did that interview with Yahoo Finance. And they asked him if he would kneel during the national anthem to support black players in the NFL. He said he would never disrespect the national anthem by kneeling. But then when he said that, that pissed off all of his black teammates. And that pissed off all of the black players in the NFL. I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them. And then Drew Brees had to come back and say, well, I didn't mean to offend the black players in the NFL. And if that's what they want to do, all right. And then Drew Brees, if he pissed off all of the black players with the first thing he said during the interview, he pissed off a lot of other people when he came back and said what he said after that.
This text says, as far as the
but I can't I can't see that overshadowing everything he accomplished in his 15 years on the field with the Saints and off the field with the Saints.
All right, this is the Mount Rushmore. Drew Brees, Big Frieda, any stripper, and a hand grenade.
Okay, I got you. I see where you're going. Look, we appreciate the texts. And continue texting. Am I wrong with the Mount Rushmore of New Orleans? And who should be the fourth one after I said Andrew Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Drew Brees, and who else? All right, you want to win $1,000? Every hour, we're giving away $1,000 today at quarter after the hour, starting right now. You're going to hear Coleman tell you in a second the word of the day, and then you text our other text line at 72881 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. By Drew, 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So yesterday we moved the clocks up an hour. This is where most of us wanted to stay, right? It should never go back again. I love it staying bright until later in the day, into early evening. But I see some people complaining about it, talking about it on social media, but they don't even say it right. It's daylight saving time. It's not daylight savings time. There's no S at the, this isn't a bank account. It's the clock. And Coleman, you prefer it like this, right?
To be honest, I don't care which one it is. I just prefer it to stay one way. I'm indifferent about which clock should stay, but it just needs to stay one clock. I don't care which one. I'll let you guys pick.
This is the one I should stay. Wouldn't you rather see it light at 7:15 at night compared to seeing it light at 6:15 in the morning?
I'm usually inside of a bar anyway, so it doesn't matter. So if the people that say Savings Day bother you, what about the people that say Valentine's Day?
Well, that's a different story. But I think the majority of Americans prefer it staying the way it is right now. Even though we lost an hour of sleep this past weekend, I think most Americans would prefer it. They prefer daylight saving time. They want it to stay lighter later. Great this past weekend for people who work third shift. It was great for people in jail and in prison, the fastest hour of their sentence. But moving the clock like that does mess up our internal clocks. As a matter of fact, yesterday, a lot of stoners smoked weed at 3:20 yesterday in the afternoon. So they were a little bit off there.
But smoke weed every day.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're listening, you want it to stay this way, right? This is the way we want. Never go back. Never go back. All right, here's Metallica with Sad But Drew. By Drew, 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And obviously the biggest news over the last 24 hours, is Saints quarterback Drew Brees is retiring. Yesterday, he announced his retirement after 20 years as an NFL quarterback, 15 of them here in New Orleans. And when he got to town right after Hurricane Katrina, the city was as down as it could be. And boy, did he was he a bright light when he showed up? And what he did, not only on the field, but off the field. I mean, we mentioned he donated his Breeze Foundation upwards of $50 million to the city of New Orleans, but he's donated more than that. And what he's donated to the state of Louisiana when it comes to helping feed people who need it, helping out poor people who need it. I mean, besides leading the Saints to their only Super Bowl that they were ever in and that they won. I think we're thinking all positives this morning when it comes to Drew Brees. And I think one of the negatives is that he didn't win more than one Super Bowl. I mean, when you're one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived and you've set and broken so many NFL records when it comes to quarterbacks, the fact that he only won one Super Bowl is kind of disappointing. But when you think about it, a lot of the guys' records he broke, Dan Marino, never won any Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers has only won one Super Bowl. Russell Wilson has only won one Super Bowl. Although the list of teams Russell Wilson will be traded to has shrunken to three after the Dallas Cowboys signed Dak Prescott and gave him $40 million a year. He's never won one Super Bowl. He's never even gotten close to being in a Super Bowl. And now he's the highest paid player in the NFL, Dak Prescott. So when you talk about Drew Brees and you think about Drew Brees, think about the positives and how lucky we were to get him here in New Orleans. I mean, I'll say it again. If the Miami Dolphins medical staff told Nick Saban when he was the coach of the Miami Dolphins, if they told Nick Saban, look, you should pick Drew Brees over Dante Culpepper. But they didn't say that. They all told Nick Saban, and Nick Saban to this day, as a matter of fact, until the day he goes to his grave, Nick Saban will tell anyone who will listen that it was the medical staff of the Miami Dolphins that told me to pick Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. Those are the two quarterbacks they worked out. They were signing one of them to a big money contract. And thank God for Saints Nation. Thank God for Who Dat Nation in the city of New Orleans and Saints fans everywhere that the medical staff of the Miami Dolphins told Nick Saban to pick Dante Culpepper and not Drew Brees. Isn't that something how that worked out? It makes you wonder, what would have happened? I bet you if Saban picked Drew Brees, he never would have showed up. He never would have arrived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He never would have went there. He would have stayed in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins if he had Drew Brees and not Dante Culpepper.
And would you be looking at the San Antonio Saints right now had that happen?
We don't know, Coleman. That's another that's another thing. I mean, it took the NFL commissioner, Paul Tagliabue, to tell Tom Benson, the owner of the Saints, no, we are not letting you move that team from New Orleans to San Antonio, where Tom Benson had a lot of other business going on, car dealerships and such. It took the NFL, then Commissioner Tagliabue, no, you're staying in New Orleans. So Drew Brees meant so much to the city of New Orleans, and we knew this day was coming, but it doesn't make it any easier. And I had mentioned earlier in the show that Drew Brees should be on the Mount Rushmore of the city of New Orleans right next to Andrew Jackson and Louis Armstrong. Matter of fact, I can't think of a fourth right now. And we asked you, you text me, you tell me if I'm wrong, and tell me who the third and fourth members or who the entire Mount Rushmore for the city of New Orleans should be. Remember, there can only be four names.
This text says, Blaine Kern did a lot for the city in modern-day Mardi Gras.
Mr. Mardi Gras.
This text says, no to Drew. As much as he brought the city together, he divided it even more. But yes to Governor Edwards and Fats Domino.
Wow, Governor Edwards on the city of New Orleans, Mount Rushmore. But Drew Brees, no, I cannot agree with that. And look, I cannot agree with you, Texter, saying that Drew Brees divided the city more than he brought it together. And what the texter's talking about is the interview he did last year where he pissed off a lot of the black people when he said he wouldn't disrespect the flag by kneeling during the national anthem. And then after he realized that, then he pissed off the other half of the people who loved him when he said, well, you know, that's their issue. If that's what my teammates want to do, if that's what black people want to do, then fine, kneel for the national anthem. Then he seemingly pissed off everybody over the course of a few days last year. But you can't let that one issue, you can't let that overshadow what he did for this city and this organization and the state for 15 years.
This text says, Dale Earnhardt only won one Daytona 500.
See that?
This text says, it goes to show you that quarterbacks do not win Super Bowls.
They're a big part of it. They're the most important part of your team, but you need a solid defense. You need solid special teams play. But there's no doubt about it. The quarterback is the most important person on the team. And there are a lot of people who are scratching their heads with what the Saints did after Drew Brees announced his retirement yesterday. The Saints then gave Taysom Hill a contract extension of 4 years for $140 million. You do the math, that's $35 million a year. Drew Brees never made that much money a year. As a matter of fact, that's more money than Tom Brady's going to make. That's more, I mean, $35 million a year, but none of that is guaranteed. From what I read this morning, all of it is voidable. I mean, I couldn't imagine them paying Taysom Hill $35 million for this upcoming season, for 1 year, let alone 4 seasons. Taysom Hill hasn't earned anywhere near that type of a contract yet. And as of right now, if you held a gun to my head and asked me who was going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints this upcoming season, they got two on their roster right now. They've got Taysom Hill and they've got Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is a more accomplished quarterback than Taysom Hill is. Look, we all know Taysom Hill can run. But if you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team, you can't run like that consistently and expect to stay in the game and not get hurt. So stay tuned. More on that contract extension coming up. But from what I understand, all of that is voidable. The Saints did that to free up about $7.5 million in salary cap space for this upcoming season. But my God, why so much? $35 million a year for 4 years? Again, none of that is guaranteed. All of it's voidable from what I understand. But today it's Drew Brees' day. As he announced his retirement, he will now get a job. NBC hired him. He will be working for NBC Sports next here on Bayou 95.7. By Drew, 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. And this morning, Drew Brees is what... That's what made the biggest news when Drew Brees announced his retirement yesterday. And we knew it was coming. Even though we knew it was coming, it doesn't make it any easier to say goodbye. But think about it. He did for 15 years here in New Orleans. And he played 5 years before that in San Diego when they had a football team. That's how long Drew Brees has been around. And we're very fortunate that he ended up here 15 years ago. And you look at all the NFL records he set. And you look what he did off the field here in the city of New Orleans and in the state of Louisiana. That's why today we are, by Drew, 9D5.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Today is it's all about Drew Brees, and we asked you to text, and we have families and people texting, wanting us to thank Drew Brees on the radio and in a public forum for them, and that's been a lot of fun. And now Drew Brees, this morning he was on the Today Show on NBC. And he went there. The main reason he went on that show is to say he will be joining that network. He's joining NBC Sports. And he will be talking about football for NBC. And that's what he's doing. That's his next gig. Some people thought that he should run for mayor of the city of New Orleans. Although, I'm sure he would do a fine job as the mayor of the city of New Orleans, but why would he want that? Talk about a dramatic pay cut. Why and all the headaches. Why would he want that? And he said something interesting as well yesterday. He said he's retiring from football, but he's not retiring from the city of New Orleans. And that's one of the things I thought about. Would he stay here? Is he going to stay here? Or is he going to, he's from Austin, Texas. Is that where he's going to bring his family? And even if he does go back to his hometown, that doesn't mean that he's retiring from New Orleans. I mean, he could live back in Austin, Texas with his family and still be financially invested in the city of New Orleans like he has been. I mean, I've mentioned a couple of times this morning on a show, the Brees Foundation, the Drew Brees Foundation, has donated over $45 million to the city of New Orleans. Think about all of the businesses he's opened up in the city of New Orleans. The Walk-On's restaurant, the Jimmy John's sandwich shops, the places that he's opened up that will employ people for a long time. Look at what he's done in the state of Louisiana. I mean, the millions of dollars he donated just last year to food banks in Louisiana and to feed people here in the state of Louisiana. So, I mean, he's done so much, not just on the field for the New Orleans Saints, but off the field. And I mean, before he got to the football team here, the New Orleans Saints were a joke. They were a punchline. It was just like before Tom Brady got to Foxborough, Massachusetts, the New England Patriots were a joke. They were a punchline in the NFL. The Saints aren't like that anymore. And it's because of Drew Brees that so many people from other parts of the country now love the New Orleans Saints. He's done just so much on and off the field. And that's why to take one of our radio shows today, one radio show, and dedicate it to Drew Brees, it's the least we could do. It's the least our radio station could do. Take one day, the day after Drew Brees retired, and call ourselves Drew 95.7. I mean, it's the least we can do.
It's amazing how just one person, one human being, can situate himself in the city and make so much of a difference just by being good at something. That's pretty much all Drew Brees did. He was just good at playing the sport.
Well, not good.
Okay, great.
Being great at
something. Being great at something and on and off the field and literally changed an entire face of a franchise and the course of a city.
And, I mean, what brings more people together than sports? And that was the thing about the New Orleans Saints. Once Drew Brees got here and the Saints started winning and he led the team to the Super Bowl and he led the team to win the Super Bowl, what brought more people together? Black people and white people. Religious people and non-religious people. What brought more people together in this city, in this region, than that? I can't think of anything. Tell me if I'm wrong. All right. We still got to get to the dumbest thing that I read all morning. That's coming up on the show. And when we step aside here, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen to Coleman tell you what the key word of the day is. And then when you hear that, you text that word to our other text line, 72881, and maybe you'll be winning $1,000 from Bayou by Drew 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. It's Drew 95.7. But, you know, him retiring yesterday was obviously the biggest news in and around New Orleans and in the NFL. But there were some other things that happened in New Orleans over the weekend. Did you see where on Saturday night a man got carjacked? That's not the news because carjackings are through the roof here in New Orleans. But they didn't just jack his car, Coleman. They stole his clothes, too. This happened on Saturday night on North Claiborne Avenue around 11:30 at night. A guy in his 60s, a 64-year-old guy, was getting out of his 2001 Nissan Pathfinder. Sweet ride. When a man armed with a gun walked up to him, he pointed the gun at the 64-year-old man's head when he grabbed his car keys. He also took the man's clothing. Can you imagine being that guy? It's one thing, like, it's not bad enough you're carjacking me, but you got to take my clothes too?
He must have was dressed fresh to death.
So he wasn't only carjacked, he was clothjacked on Saturday night here in the city of New Orleans. Lucky he's alive to tell the story.
I would have coughed on my clothes. Like, nah.
Anyways, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this has to do with a guy who rented a car, and you're not going to believe where he went and what he did after he rented the car. You're not going to believe what he did. That's next on the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on By Drew 9, D5.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. By Drew 9. D5.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of the show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man rents a car to rob a bank, then returns to buy a BMW with the stolen cash.
Say what?
I said man rents a car to rob a bank, Coleman. And then he returned the rental car to drop off the rental car, but then he's got a lot of cash in his pocket, and he put a down payment on a BMW with the stolen cash.
Gotta have ambition, right?
That's right. A man has admitted federal bank robbery after renting out a car from a car dealership, driving it to a bank, robbing that bank, then driving back with the cash to attempt to buy a BMW. 50-year-old Eric Dion Warren.
You idiot.
Dion Warwick.
That's Eric Dion Warren.
Oh, okay.
He was sentenced to 20 years in prison after he admitted his crime. I think sometimes you gotta, some criminals, you know, there are some criminals that we don't know about because they're very smart and they don't get caught. And then we don't see the stories about them getting arrested and then reading them on the show. There are some criminals like that. This guy isn't one of those. He didn't think this crime through.
You know, it always amazes me when there's older criminals in their 50s, 60s that's older than me. Because I always thought when I was a kid, by the time you get past a certain age, you would kind of have your light together and you wouldn't have to, you know, do crimes or rob cars or rob banks. So it makes me wonder what happened in this guy's life where he said, you know what, I'm 50 years old. I don't have that. You know, I'm a half a century. Let me just rob this bank and get a BMW. Did he fail at his dream or something like that?
Evidently, Coleman, I wish I could tell you. I wish I could speak for this guy. But I'm unable to do this. This was some story. I mean, just when you thought that you've seen it all, you've read it all, there's nothing that you could see that would shock you or surprise you. This guy drove to a car dealership. Well, I don't know if he drove. He got a ride there, walked there, hitchhiked there, took the bus there. But he got himself to a car dealership, and then that car dealership happened to have a rental car part of it, a loaner car part of the car dealership. This happened next to Lubbock, Texas. He did this in. So he shows up there, and once he got there, he placed a fast food restaurant bag on the counter and passed the cashier a note that said, "This is a bleeping robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills now. You got 1 minute or I will kill you." He later produced what appeared to be a handgun, telling the member of the bank staff, "I ain't playing around. I only want 100s and 50s, unquote.
He only wanted $10,000?
The bank teller gave him the cash in the bag, but it included a roll of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers. He then took his $5,086 back to the same car dealership. And then that's when he put that down as a down payment for a black BMW.
You know, bank robbers, it's the most curious thing, and maybe I don't get it because I don't have a criminal mind. But I always thought, why make the effort to rob a bank when you could just steal the thing you want to buy with the money that you steal from the bank? Like, why not just steal the BMW if you're going to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, why get the
money?
Maybe it was a
pride thing, Coleman, because after he robbed the bank, when he went back to the car dealership to drop off his rent-a-car and to put the down payment down on the BMW, he was waving the $5,086 in cash. He was waving it in the air. He was showing people, "Look, I got money. Look, I got $5,086 here. And yep. I want that black BMW."
Maybe if he had a few kids, if he'd have waited a few days, he could have got his STEMI check and just bought the BMW that way. Or put some money on it or something.
Did you get your check yet? Some people are saying that the $1,400, they see it pending in their bank account.
No, they'll give me a physical check. They don't have my direct deposit with the government and all that.
Oh, that's going to take you a long time.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. All I'm going to do is pay my taxes with it.
But anyways, he waived the cash that he had illegally obtained via the bank robbery at the employees in the car dealership. not the smartest move. Things started to unravel for him when the authorities got in touch with the car dealership about 25 minutes later after he stole the vehicle to tell them about the getaway car, which had plates which were registered with the car dealership. And that's when it all started going downhill for him. I think it started going downhill for him when he woke up that morning and he said, you know what? I'm going to go over here to this car dealership. I'm going to rent a car. And while he was over there, he said, man, I like that black BMW. So he took the rental car to the bank where he robbed it of $5,086, and he came back. He came back to the same car dealership with the rental car. Here, I got to return this rental car. Here's the $5,086 I want to deposit on that black BMW right over there.
Not suspicious at all.
That move by 50-year-old Eric Dion Warren was the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bydrew 9, D5.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.